With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting at least 8 children are among 22 people who were hit by gunfire in a shooting at the conclusion of the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl victory parade. Kansas City Police Chief Stacy Graves tells KNBC-TV there was a deadly shooting at the end of the parade.
At the conclusion of the Chiefs rally today, there were shots fired on the west side of Union Station. Immediately, officers responded to the area, took 2 people into custody, and also immediately rendered life-sustaining aid to those victims.
It's the latest sports celebration in the U.S. to be marred by gun violence following a shooting that injured several people last year in downtown Denver after the Nuggets NBA championship, and gunfire last year at a parking lot near the Texas Rangers World Series championship parade. International efforts to broker a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas suffered a setback on Wednesday, as Israel reportedly recalled its negotiating team, and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu accused Hamas of hobbling the high-stakes negotiations by sticking to delusional demands. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller says the U.S. will keep working with Qatar and Egypt to try and broker a ceasefire.
We will continue to work to try and achieve an agreement that would not just secure the release of hostages, but of course allow a pause that would enable the delivery of humanitarian assistance that would alleviate the suffering on the ground in Gaza.
The relatives of the hostages said Netanyahu's decision amounted to a death sentence for their loved ones. Special Counsel Jack Smith has urged the U.S. Supreme Court to let former President Donald Trump's 2020 election interference case proceed to trial without further delay. On Wall Street, the Dow by 151 points, this is SRN News. The Center for Religious Liberty at the Family Research Council has released a study that reveals declining religious freedom in the West. There were 168 incidents over the last 3 years.
Where the government was going after Christians in a specific case. So it's not just bad religious freedom policies that a country might have or a new piece of legislation that was bad. It was specific incidents where Christians were paying the price for living out their faith.
Spokesman Ariel Del Turco says if religious liberty declines in free countries, believers elsewhere will suffer.
There's not going to be anyone to speak up for Christians in Nigeria who are being slaughtered by terrorists or Christians in China who are being imprisoned. It's dangerous not just for those of us who live in these Western democracies. It's dangerous for those around the world.
You can view the latest report in its entirety at frc.org. This is SRN News. A nuclear power plant in Georgia has begun splitting atoms in the second of its 2 reactors.
It's a key step toward providing carbon-free electricity. Georgia Power says operators reached self-sustaining nuclear fission inside the reactor at Plant Vogtle, southeast of Augusta. That makes the heat that will be used to produce steam and spin turbines to generate electricity. Plant Vogtle's Unit 4 is supposed to start commercial operation sometime before June 30th. Unit 3 began commercial operations last summer. The new reactors are projected to cost Georgia Power and 3 other owners more than $31 billion. John Scott reporting.
The South Carolina House gave key approval to a bill allowing liquor stores to open for a few hours on Sunday if their local governments allow it. The House voted 68-44 for the bill, with most of the no votes coming from more conservative Republicans and a few rural Democrats. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.